You're listening to Charlotte Community Talk with your host, Scott Pridemore and Mike Hagee.
Thank you for joining us on Community Talk Podcast. Today we have Jeff Gackle with Carolina Pool Management. Welcome, Jeff.
Oh, thank you for having me.
It's our pleasure. Being in the pool management space, you've been quite busy lately, I'm sure, as community pools and recreational pool centers are trying to figure out how to open safely given the COVID-19 pandemic. Can you give us a little snapshot as to what you've been working on over the past month and what you expect to work on as we go into phase two per the governor's plan?
Absolutely. Spring is always a chaotic time in the pool management business because you go from 0 to 60 in a very, very short span of time. We're one of probably 5 commercial pool management companies in Charlotte that run neighborhood, country club, municipal swim clubs. And the season for the most part is Memorial Day to Labor Day, plus a few weekends in the front and a few weekends in the back. And so we're always busy no matter what year it is. Now, we had a big wrench thrown in, our world, as everyone did when, the COVID crisis took off. And we came to a screeching halt in the beginning of March, which is absolutely go time for us because of all the unknowns, the stay at home orders, were we allowed to have employees out? What could we do? Fortunately, we learned early on that we were deemed essential and that swimming pools had to be, maintained. So we've been working real hard up to this point with a big question mark. When are the pools going to open? Now, South Carolina came out a few weeks ago and said the pools will open on May 18th. Or could open on May 18th, and North Carolina announced that pools could open starting May 22nd, which got everybody excited and all worked up, and so the phones are ringing off the hooks, and we're, amping everything up. And then the governor, but the missing component was, what are the guidelines and regulations behind doing it? So it's been a big mystery. Yeah, open your pools, but there were no guidelines. Well, pools are allowed to open in North Carolina starting tomorrow. And guess what? Last night at about 7 o'clock, we got specific guidelines from the state, which, there are must-dos and you need to do's. And so it's wild. It's crazy. Everybody's calling. Everybody's wanting to know, what's going on. And, we're doing our best to manage 160 commercial customers right now.
Wow. So you've been in pool management for 40 years. Is that right?
Well, I've been in the swimming pool industry for 40 plus years. I was the head coach at the Swim Mac program back in the early days from 81 to 93. And I got out of the coaching realm and into the pool management side of things, running commercial swim clubs in 1994. We were the first company that was providing this service. Traditionally, it was, the high school football coach got hired to run the pool and hire the lifeguards from their football team and that kind of thing. And so we've been doing the pool management deal in Charlotte for 26 years.
Wow. And currently you manage 160 pools?
In Charlotte, yes.
In the
Charlotte region. Yeah, you'd be shocked at how many commercial pools there are. I'm going to say there's probably 2,000 what are deemed commercial pools in the greater Charlotte area. And those are everything from a homeowner association to a country club to,
there's one of them calling you now.
Yeah. You're right. Those are all deemed commercial swimming pools. Don't do any residential pools.
Okay. Understood. Jeff, can you get into maybe some of the processes that you're going to implement for this reopening?
Right. So specifically, North Carolina has come out and said that swimming pools can open on May 22nd. And there's some pretty stringent guidelines. And, one of them is capacity. And that's still a little bit muddy. It's not absolutely clear because they give you a capacity formula based on fire code. And then they, if you don't have the fire code numbers, then you can use, you know, this other formula. And so we're in the process of notifying every one of our customers, you know, what their capacity is, you know, on the swimming pool deck and in the pool. And there's some conflicting information right now. And so again, this just, you know, poses more of a challenge for us. But with that being said, this summer will be different. The swimming pools will be open, which is really exciting. You know, our community is going to be allowed to swim. It will be different. It won't be, you know, the wall-to-wall, you know, 4th of July bash that, you know, most of these pools see. And it's not going to be, it's going to be much more controlled. We have specific guidelines that we have to follow relative to the numbers of people that use the pool. We have specific guidelines on cleaning the touch points. And the reality is that this has to be a cooperative effort between those who use the pool and those who manage the pool, because our priority at our lifeguarded pools, and we're staffed, you know, to provide lifeguards lifeguarding the pool, not to be COVID cops enforcing social distancing, being able to clean every touch point, some, you know, every minute somebody touches, you know, a handrail. And so this is what we're mucking our way through right now, is how do we make this work? We have an obligation. Go ahead.
Sorry. I was just going to say, or ask the question, do you see that this will be, there'll be uniformity, or do you feel that there'll be certain HOAs and certain pools that manage things differently than others?
So we're a part of what's called the pool management group, and my partners at the pool management group and I have been on a weekly basis since the beginning of March, laying out plans on a weekly conference call. And, you know, we've put out to all of our customers, you know, things that they need to consider. Much of what goes on in these facilities will be optional. There are, in North Carolina, some mandated expectations to be open. And the biggest one is that the appropriate signage is posted, you know, and it has to do with the numbers of people that can be in this facility. It has to do with maintaining, you know, 6-foot social distancing. And it has to do with, if you're sick, do not come to the pool, whether you're an employee or a patron. And then the final one is, you know, washing your hands and, you know, wiping down things that you touch. Swimming pools themselves are safe from what we're told. You know, the chlorine kills, you know, COVID-19, as well as many other things that you find in pool water. The challenge is the knobs on the gates, you know, that are required by the health department, that we have self-closing, self-latching gates. It's the handrails and the ladders that people climb in and out of. It's the volleyball where you have, you know, the big beer volleyball game every weekend at the pool. It's the things that have to be addressed. You know, we are working, and I will say that our customers are cooperative. We're working together to develop plans for each community, and every one of them is a custom plan because every community is different. We have facilities that are lifeguarded with full-time staffs, you know, on board, you know, that will be handled a little bit differently than a pool that has no guards. Of our 160 pools that we run, 80 of them have no staff whatsoever. We go clean the pool in the morning, and then it's up to, you know, whoever comes to the pool, you know, during the day to do what they do. So there's a lot of different situations.
Absolutely. Tell us about StarClaire.
Oh, my pride and joy here. It's located in the Starmount community, built in 1961. And, you know, through the 70s, it was the place to be. You know, early 80s, you know, I just hear all kinds of stories about how great it was. And, you know, as all neighborhoods do, you know, they evolve. And, you know, the young ones move out and the parents get older and drop their pool membership. And, you know, the pool over the last 20 years had really just kind of declined every year. We had run the club for many years as a management company, and sat down with the owner or the board and, you know, talked with them about their future. And they were having a real tough time. And I said, well, what if I could bring a investment group to the table, and we take it over and renovate it. And so we've been doing that, and we're
going
to have a fabulous facility, and we're weeks away, you know, from completion. I was hoping to be set up on the pool deck, but it's absolutely pouring rain, so I'm underneath a little covered area right now.
You're there now? Under,
I'm there
under
now.
Cover? Okay, that's fantastic.
In the Palm Tree Lounge.
All right, I love it. And so, and how do people, if they want more information on how to be a member at StarClaire, how would they go about doing that?
Yeah, absolutely. Our website, StarClaire.com, is the easiest way to get a hold of us. We're located on at 7700 Woodstream Drive in the StarClaire neighborhood, or Star Mountain, I'm sorry. Say that Google will take you across the other side of the creek, which you can't get to StarClaire, you know, from Park Road. So you got to come in on South Boulevard. But the website's
Archdale,
the best.
Right?
Or Archdale, yep. Archdale or South Boulevard, one of the two. But it is the Star Mount, Montclair, Madison Park, Sedgefield neighborhoods are booming. And this will be the place to be, you know, for those communities as well as others. You know, most of the private swim clubs in this area are sold out and have waiting lists. So this is a good option.
I do have a question on that. Can your pool be accessed from the Greenway?
We are close to being accessible by the Greenway. They are in the process of building an access trail right now. 2 years ago, the club sold land to the city, you know, to be included in the Greenway project. And so they're in the process of building the bridge as we speak and laying a trail. So it will connect to the, you know, to the full blown Greenway probably midsummer.
Okay. Very good. Very good. Fantastic. Big things. I am curious, is there a list? Do you have your management, Carolina Pool Management, is there a website? Are you taking on new clients?
Well, not at the moment. We are absolutely filled to capacity and we are committed to delivering a quality product. And so since about last fall, we've been turning down business just because we know, okay, you know, we want to do it right. And I expect that our staff delivers on what we contract to do. And so we have shut down, you know, management sales for the year, but we do significant renovations. You know, we've renovated three major facilities. I mean, they look like brand new facilities. StarClaire is the third that we're in the process of finishing up, but we also renovated the Mountain Brook Community Pool. That's a beauty. And then Cabarrus Country Club has got a new pool themselves up there. So that's
nice.
The Carolina Pool Management Construction Division.
Okay. That's fantastic. Well, we certainly appreciate the good work that you are doing with Carolina Pool Management as well as StarClaire. We appreciate you being on with us today. Mike, do you have anything else you wanted to pose to Jeff?
Yeah, I'm just kind of curious about you, Jeff, your background. And, you know, you mentioned SwimMac, and, you know, you mentioned that before being a coach, you've obviously got a love for being in the water. I'm just kind of curious that what is the young Jeff? How did he get involved with pools and find this love, passion of X number of years later?
Well, you know, thank you, Mom. You know, Mom made me take lifeguard training back when I was 15 years old in California. And then she made me teach swimming lessons in our backyard pool. And, you know, I was a year round swimmer and ended up going to Michigan State, swam there. And when I graduated Michigan State, I realized that I needed a job and I didn't really know how to do anything. And a coaching job came up. And so I just jumped into coaching. And never in my wildest dreams did I think that I would end up in Charlotte, North Carolina in 1981. And be here in, what is it, 2020. But, you know, I was very fortunate. I was in the right place at the right time. Charlotte was an up-and-coming area. Mac had a real good group of people involved with the program. And, you know, we were able to build it and have a lot of success. And, you know, I just made a decision. I needed to, you know, kind of create a little bit better opportunity for my family. We had four children and had some friends that did pool management down in Atlanta, and we partnered together. And again, we never had any idea of, you know, how nice a business this could become. And So that's, you know, kind of the long and the short of it. And, you know, I do think it's you know, one of the things I've been very fortunate, you know, through the shutdown, because we've been deemed essential and I've been able to keep a lot of people employed. And but there's a lot of small businesses that are really struggling, a lot of families that are struggling. And, you know, I'm looking forward to getting Star Claire opened up, you know, to provide, you know, a social opportunity and relief, you know, and a little bit of normalcy. And that's what we feel about all of our community pools, because they are community gathering spots. And the swim clubs, you know, just about anybody you talk to will remember being a kid at the pool and the experiences they had. And so we're continuing to hire. We need more employees. You know, it's one of the, you know, the things that's happened is there are a lot of people that are unemployed right now. And we do have opportunity, you know, to fill that gap for a bit. And we also, you know, unfortunately are starting to hear from people that we hired during the year that now they're a little bit leery of working and, you know, being out, you know, in the community. And so we are, you know, losing a few people, you know, because of their feelings about interacting with folks. But lifeguarding and working these pools, whether it's pool service or it's an attendant or whatever, is, I believe, one of the safer jobs that you can have this summer. We're outdoors. You know, there's yeah. studies that are saying that the UV rays, you know, are killing the, you know, the virus, and that heat kills the virus. And we know the chlorinated water kills the virus. And, you know, if you practice good social distancing and, you know, wear your mask and your gloves, you're going to be in a great place. So,
you mentioned something really powerful about community gathering spaces. And we moved recently from this past year from a neighborhood that did not have that. And it was hard pressed to say there was a sense of community. It really took the neighbors coming up with creative ways to get people together. The neighborhood we moved to is currently almost launching the community pool and rec center. And we're you know, probably less than a month away. So we couldn't be more happy about it. There's a buzz and energy around the community that talks about, can't wait to get our kids around the pool. And to your point, and it's such a powerful one, it creates memories. Yeah. And I think part of what we do in the real estate space, and we've got a community of people that want to meet and call that place home. They also want to get outside those four walls and have that social component within their neighborhood and respective communities. And you guys offer so right. much to the goodwill of human beings to be outside the four walls and be out, you know, into nature and having a water element. I think it's pretty cool that you guys manage lifestyles, you know, in that way and add to it. It's pretty cool.
I appreciate that recognition. And, you know, the other thing that I came to realize early on is that this swim club, and actually it's not a swim club, it's a recreation club. We have 12 acres in South Charlotte, you know, right on that, you know, Madison Park, Sedgefield, Montclair,
wow.
you know, Starmount. And it is absolutely going to impact property values, because, you know, this is, I'm going to, if it's all right, I'm going to stand up and see if I can get you guys a shot of the pool.
I can't.
Yeah. I don't know if this will work. I don't know how you flip it around for.
Oh, wow.
Okay. So we're doing a renovation. You see all these pavers on the ground there?
Yeah.
So cool.
And then we've expanded the pool, added these steps for people to be able to kind of just hang out on. And here's my guys putting the fence in here, because we're still working hard at it. It's our kiddie pool area.
Wow.
So we're still, you know, under construction, but we're within weeks of being completed and completely gutted the building. All new electrical, all new, you know, plumbing and sewer and tile and,
wow.
You know, so we're pretty excited about it. There you go.
That's fantastic.
Let's get a picture with you right there. If you stand right there, we'll get a good picture.
Hey, I got to get so Star Claire can be seen. Wait a minute here.
You got Star Power and Star Mount right there.
There it is.
That's fantastic. And Mike, you hit the nail on the head. I mean, this, now more than ever, people need community.
And they need it.
You know? And I feel like that. I feel like a pool environment is safer than going to the grocery store.
Oh,
honestly.
Yeah.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Wipe down, spray down. I mean, fluorinated water out in the open, you know, I think people like as long as, you know, you're keeping that distance away and just using responsible measures, then, I mean, I'm probably less concerned than going to, you know, the local store, you know.
Right.
Absolutely.
Well, you know, the thing that we've got to do is people have to be respectful of others, you know. And if everybody, and I sense that that happens for the most part, you know, you go into Lowe's or Home Depot or, you know, the Harris Theater or Publix, whatever, people are definitely acting responsibly. You know, there's a few folks that downplay it, but, you know, work together, we'll get through it.
Good stuff. Good stuff. Well, thank you for the good work that you are doing. I look forward to visiting Star Clare.
Well, come on down. Come on down. Love to have you guys come hang out.
Fantastic. Well, sure appreciate it, Jeff, for being on our podcast, Charlotte Community Podcast with Mike Hagee. I'm Scott, and we appreciate you being here.
Thank you. Appreciate your having me. See ya.
Thank you for listening to Charlotte Community Talk, brought to you by Pridemore Properties. For more information and for more podcasts like this, check them out at PrideMoreProperties.com.